The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 21st of December, 2008. The first crossword puzzle appeared on this day, 1913, in a special Christmas issue of the New York World. It's the birthday of the journalist-novelist Rebecca West, born London, 1892, traveled to Yugoslavia in 1936, decided to write a book about it. The book turned out to be an enormous book, about 500,000 words, published 1942, Black Lamb and Gray Falcon. Journalists writing today about the Balkans often quote from that book by Rebecca West. Rebecca West, who said, "I myself have never been able to find out precisely what feminism is. I only know that people call me a feminist whenever I express sentiments that differentiate me from a doormat or a prostitute." It's the birthday of Benjamin Disraeli, born London, 1804, a Tory prime minister and a best-selling novelist. Disraeli, who wanted to expand the British Empire, who secured the Suez Canal for Britain, and who was always known as a man of fashion and high society. A friend said that Disraeli would go to a dinner party wearing green velvet trousers, a canary-colored waistcoat, low shoes, silver buckles, lace at his wrists, and his hair in ringlets. And it's the birthday of the conductor Michael Tilson Thomas, born in Hollywood, 1944, the grandson of the Tomaszewskis, famous Yiddish theatrical stars. Graduated from USC, the School of Music, got a fellowship conducting at Tanglewood in the Berkshires, where at 23 he was the youngest assistant conductor ever hired by the Boston Symphony, and was a protege of Leonard Bernstein's. And like Bernstein, came in dramatically to conduct the orchestra at the last minute when the principal conductor got sick, and that helped to make his reputation. Michael Tilson Thomas, a founder of the New World Symphony in Miami, and since 1995, the musical director of the San Francisco Symphony, and host of a classical music series on PBS, Keeping Score. Michael Tilson Thomas, who said, "I believe that music is the most important when the music stops, when a piece ends. That's when I really measure what effect it had on me or those who heard it." Here's a poem for today by Miller Williams entitled A Christmas Poem. In a little bar on the Gulf Coast, someone offers a Christmas toast. The piano player, believe it or not, plays as time goes by, almost. The bartender brings over a lot of nuts and crackers. I have a shot of Jack to get me on my way. After a while, it's, "What have you got?" A drunk counts out some coins to pay for a bottle of wine. He stops to say, "How are you doing?" The syllables stink. I lift my glass to say, "I'm okay." Out of the corner, what I think is a man in a wig and a ratty mink weaves his way across the floor and buys the piano player a drink. At a table for two close to the door, a man seems to mean to ignore a woman chewing a wad of gum. The bartender brings me a couple more. The piano player plays a sum of what the season wants. We hum along and call for more, and then a man at the bar takes his thumb out of his mouth and says, "There are 10 minutes left, goodwill to men." "Good men," a woman says to me. He puts his thumb in his mouth again. I manage a toast to the Christmas tree and one to the sweet absurdity in the miracle of the verb to be. Lucky you, lucky me. A Christmas Poem by Miller Williams from The Ways We Touch, published by University of Illinois Press and used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Scheutzker and Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.